You're listening to Saturday Mornings with Adrienne Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to meet Nazmul Hassan, who's been volunteering his time to provide a free halal hot meal service across our region during COVID through a Facebook page. If you want to search for it right now and you use Facebook, search Free Hot Meals Canberra. It's a contactless service available to anyone requesting a delivery via an online form available on his Facebook page. And he has been absolutely overwhelmed with support. And the Red Cross has now also partnered with Nazmul to supply meals to a group of recently arrived Afghan evacuees who are in quarantine in Canberra. Nazmul Hassan joins me now. Good morning to you, Nazmul. Thanks so much for making time to be with us.
Good morning, Adrienne, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your program today. How are you?
I'm really good, and it's so lovely to be catching up with you again and finding out how it's all changed. For anyone not familiar with your story and your initiative, they might have missed our past segment on Saturday Kitchen. Initially, you started providing meals in your local community in Western Creek. How has that changed?
Well, as we've spoken last time, it's been overwhelming. And thank you for, first of all, I'd like to thank you and other journalists in the ABC to highlight these grassroots level initiatives like mine to raise awareness and realize its value in the community. I mean, I initially started with only a few meals and a couple of families. To date, I've served over 2,500 meals. Just remember, I don't own any infrastructure. It is just my wish and desire to help. I don't own any restaurant, you know, any facilities. My service is just, buy food and give it to people. Yes.
But not just any food, specifically halal meals.
That's correct.
That are hot. Tell us about the model, how it works, how you do it. 2,500 meals.
Yeah, so the process is very simple. The as you remember, the last we spoke, we talked about, you know, keeping the option for halal. So halal, I'm a Muslim. And I assumed, like, you know, there will be other community Muslim people would be coming forward for services. And so I kept this option for Muslims and other people as well. It's just a meal. So it's just the halal. And then this basically, the concept, just gone out, people started to coming for meals. They're looking for desperate food, and the service that it covers, you know, it's providing a valuable service to the community on the door in the time of need. So the cooking that we do is coming from the restaurant I mentioned called BD Dine. I haven't changed the restaurant. So they do the cooking. They've been very flexible with me, with the pricing and, you know, the flexibility of the ordering. I tried to get from other places, but it didn't work out well for me because of the complexity. The process is very simple. They go on a link, which was available on the ABC and Facebook, like the one you mentioned, Free Hot Meals Canberra. They search and they just click on order and they fill out, put their name, their address, and the number of boxes of meal they need. That is very simple. And what we do, at the moment, I have about 10 volunteers, drivers. So every night we have 4 volunteers, including myself, drive around Canberra, and we just drop it to their doorsteps. I mean, this morning, I received an SMS from a mom, single mom, or about to be, I'm not sure. I can't disclose the story, but she requested for 6 meals, and they have a situation in the house that they cannot cook. And this is the absolutely perfect service that it reaches to the very people that need that service, which is not available through any other means, any other, you know, and it meets the, you know, criteria for them. And then, yeah, I'm able to provide that service. It's very simple. They just order and we deliver to their doorstep.
Yes, you make it sound simple, but it's not, Nazmul. It's a lot of work, and we will get to that in just a moment. It's 17 minutes past 10. If you just joined me, you're listening to Nazmul Hassan. He's the creator of Free Hot Meals Canberra. He's a Holder father, also has a busy job on the side as well, but is doing this important work in our community voluntarily. Now, through the week, I spoke to Red Cross about their important work supporting the 60 Afghan evacuees who are now making a life in Canberra. There's also a smaller group in Wollongong. Nazmul, you've been visiting them?
Yes, and you're right. I had the didn't have the opportunity. I've been providing them the meals, but I didn't have opportunity to talk because it's been very busy week. One group came about 5 days ago. So I took the opportunity this morning to talk to them, to know about more about these people. The Red Cross, my counterpart, who were, you know, contacting through my phone and the email, is on leave. So I didn't have any contact. So I just came, learned actually more about these people, their needs, the way we can help. Some of them it is within my reach. Some of them we need to work collaboratively with other organizations. But to stand on their feet, definitely they need help, and I have spoken to 2-3 families. I won't disclose everything, but there is a great need. If with the support, these are lovely people, honestly and sincerely. I'm saying these are, there's another group I didn't meet because it was night time every time I went to another place, they came out from far away. Of course, I waved and said assalamu alaikum, you know, our greetings. They were so nice and lovely people. I remember when I came 2004 in this country, Australia, in Melbourne, I was struggling. I have a lot of stories, but to cut it short, I was struggling, and I feel these people are the same, you know. It will take a long time for them to get used to it, Australian way of life. But in this interim period, we all have the obligations, certainly I feel, to help them as well. And that's what I'm trying to do with my, you know, basically my ability, whatever I can. It has no boundary. But whatever I can, I'll try to do this for them.
Nazmul, when we spoke to Red Cross through the week, they talked about their urgent need for access to at least 10 rental properties at a discounted rent, ideally, in Canberra or Queanbeyan for those 60 Afghan evacuees making a new life here. They're in temporary accommodation. They urgently need ongoing access to secure rental properties at a discounted rate for all those 60 people making a life here. How many meals are you supplying then to that group, and how many do you think you'll need to continue supplying in the months ahead? What's your thinking at the moment?
I just, maybe I can disclose this because there's a lot of, you know, property issues. But the thing that I just asked, how are you surviving? Very simple question. So they had one-off groceries, one-off. This is it, from an organization. And I don't mention the name. And they have kids. They have families. The other day I provided, I think, about 60 meals because, you see, they came from a completely different culture. So the meals that I give, I just can't give I'm not giving ordinary cheap meal, but I also added extra bit because they just newly arrived. You know, they're like my guest in this town. So I've added other things, and that adds, to be honest, at extra cost in that, you know, process that I have. I've provided, you know, them, to them fruit, the sweets, you know, the other things that they like. I've spoken to Afghan friends that I have, you know, relationship here in Canberra, very good friends. And they told me what are the sort of meal they're looking for. But around, you know, every day I would say if I provide them the whole group, I give them the double than the normal people meal because they have kids and, you know, they may need meal afterwards as well. So, yes, 60 people, about, you know, 100 plus meals. And it really adds up the cost, you know, even though I get, you know, discounted, but it does. Mm. Yeah.
You're listening to Nazmul Hassan, Holder father, who created Free Hot Meals Canberra. You can find it on Facebook, this free contactless food delivery service offering halal meals. You can hear the difference it's making for the 60 Afghan evacuees who are making a new life in Canberra. Now, when we last spoke, when I was able to visit you, you'd raised just over $2,000 on a GoFundMe page you deliberately created to create complete transparency around public donations. Now, that's really grown, hasn't it? What's happened there and how important has that been, Nazmul?
Well, again, I can't give just a thank you. I really appreciated your effort on ABC and my local community as well as the wider Canberra communities. I mean, so far, we had 203 donors contributed about over $14,000. I think $14,090-something was in this morning. I'd like to thank to all these donors and the people who shared that link. And I would like to also give a special thanks to our community brother, Mainul Haq, for organizing $1,000 donation from Rotary Club of Hull. Thank you, Rotary Club of Hull, for their for your generous donations. And also, it's been really, really helpful. And today, just today, last night I did the calculation, roughly. The money that I have raised so far has finished. Like, literally, today's order will be the last. But I am absolutely committed, committed to continue regardless. A help would be really good, but, you know, I have quite a few weeks to go for the lockdown. And also, there's, you know, these families here that, you know, if I can help, definitely I will. And I'm very confident that I will not have any issues with funding because Canberra community has been fantastic, very generous.
Absolutely. So for any of our listeners who want to find your GoFundMe page and read a little bit more about it, find out more about what you're doing, what's your best advice for them to connect up with you?
Well, they can basically search on Google, for example. If they search Nazmul Hassan, it's N-A-Z-M-U-L space H-A-S-A-N. And you can add a word called Canberra as well. So Nazmul Hassan Canberra, or just Nazmul Hassan. It will bring up the initiative. You will find the ABC link, which has the link. The GoFundMe, you can search on Google or GoFundMe COVID-19 lockdown hot meal support. Just that word, COVID-19 hot lockdown hot meal support. If you're on Facebook, just search Free Hot Meals Canberra. That has the link with the GoFundMe as well as putting order, and they can reach out to through this. And also, there is a phone number which I have added since our last interview.
And what's that number?
The number, I'll give it to you in a second. Mm-hmm.
And of course, for anyone wanting to have a look right now, you can go back to ABC Radio Canberra's Saturday Breakfast, the homepage for this program, and you can see a picture that I took of Nazmul when I was lucky enough to meet him in Holder, including all this information, the links to the GoFundMe, the links to the Facebook, and also other ways to find him if you don't use social media. And you can contact us and we can connect you with Nazmul in different ways. Nazmul, you had, I think, a number there, a public mobile phone number that you've created.
That's correct, yes. It's I'll come back to you on this one.
Do you know, I think I've got it. So can I share it? Can I say it
please,
for you?
Please.
0415 460 690. We're going to put that number back on our website for ABC Radio Canberra Saturday Breakfast after the show. We'll publish another story with all those links for our listeners who would like to find you, particularly listeners who don't use social media. Nazmul, we've seen the ACT government develop a whole range of food relief measures. Do the existing government food relief measures offered by the ACT government and the Commonwealth government need to change further to address this huge need that you are addressing as an individual, as a volunteer?
Certainly. I think I did elaborate a little bit last time we spoke. I think the service is not mature for situations like this, the service that the ACT government has, in my view. So, community organizations like, not-for-profit and individuals like myself or Gary, the other gentleman that doing great work, you can see the model, how it works. Government can just use the cookie cutter approach, just replicate that, and in a larger scale, to reform the service that they have for this growing need. It is, in my view, it's not adequate what they have because there is a need. I mean, the circumstances. I mean, I personally have the messages from families, individuals, even sometimes when I go and drop to those people. I give one example last night. This family doesn't have food in the house, whatever the circumstances, I don't know. When I went there, she said, I wasn't sure the meal will come. I tried to order other meal. I said, do you need the meal or not? She said, of course I do. I don't have food in the house. And in Islamic way, we say, Wallahi means, we take the oath. And this was the conversation of the lady and the ACT government. Do they have their service? I don't know. They have, but is it efficient? Is it effective? I don't know. I mean, there is a growing need. I think they need to look at that quite closely. Yeah, to restructure it probably. Mm.
And Nazmul, just finally, there may well be listeners who would like to support you in other ways in kind. So thinking about volunteering, for example, you mentioned you've got 10 volunteer drivers. Would you welcome other volunteer drivers?
So at this stage, what would be really useful for me is just donation. Like I said before, I'm just finished with the money, but I will continue. It will just now stretch from my own pocket. A donation would be very, very useful, and I'm sure the Canberrans would not be making me disappointed with this. Drivers, certainly they can reach out to me. What are the other thing they can do is if they privately reach out to me, there are other needs, especially the Afghan refugees. But I just would like to remind everybody, because as you know, I'm a Muslim, my faith, what it teaches me, charity, Prophet peace be upon him, said, charity does not decrease your wealth. So I want everybody to donate and give, do the charity for this great cause, not just for me, for anybody doing the work in the community, help each other. I think that would be a good help. As for the volunteers, certainly, I have received quite a lot of people's requests they would like to join. And we will be expanding this service beyond COVID as well, with the restructure and, the collaboration especially. You would be glad to know that I am collaborating with other organizations and individuals such as Muhammad Ali from Helping ACT. And I had a call yesterday from Gary Malhotra, and myself and few others. We will be working together probably because there is a growing need. So this is where I think the community support, that's how they can help us. The other thing I found in this process, the other nutrients like, you know, fruits and veggies and other things also is a sought after by the community people, the recipients. Because I'm not able to give all of this. So maybe you have the number, and if you can publish, people can reach out, and through us or Helping SET or other organization or Gary, we can pass these hampers to other people if the people wants to donate. Yeah.
Nazmul, thank you so much for making time in your incredibly busy day. I wish you the very best of luck continuing this important initiative.